what are the features of rural-centric e-commerce platforms? One, you have localized content. So people who didn't understand English or other such languages get very comfortable when they are able to read, write, or even speak the local language or the regional language. The interfaces have become, they're trying to simplify the interface, which is very user-friendly with visual aids. Cash on delivery, because while they're on one hand, they're encouraging digital payments, but on the other hand, just to improve the entire business side, they are also improving cash on delivery options. And they're trying to reduce low-cost shipping by having local delivery partnership for affordability. They're also supporting the rural producers by training them in packaging, branding, and cooperative selling. They have offline integration, so hybrid models will get used, and try to bring about affordable product categories so that there's a focus on agricultural tools, solar device, and essential household items right now. So what are the successful rural e-commerce platforms? Do we really have them, or is just a myth? Fortunately for us, we have some success there. So one of the success was DHAT. It's an agri-tech platform which links farmers with suppliers and buyers, and also provides advisory services. The second successful e-com platform is for rural is Farm ERP. It's a comprehensive agri-business platform that aids financial planning and marketing, market linkages. Meesho is a social commerce platform that helps rural entrepreneurs sell via WhatsApp and Facebook. iVillage is again a marketplace that promotes handmade products from rural women artisans. Jaipur Rugs, another online platform connecting rural artisans with global buyers and ensure fair trade for both of them. Dehat, another rural digital rural incentive. So what are the challenges in scaling a rural e-commerce aid? So we have discussed this. So just to recap, of course, you'll have infrastructure limitations which you have to overcome, which is poor internet connectivity and logistics. Digital literacy is low because many users still struggle to navigate online platforms. There are trust issues on the payments, frauds and all. There's a high last mile delivery cost because some remote locations increase the operational expenses. And there are cultural barriers where people are still preferring a traditional business model rather than the latest one or the new one model. Also, some people may not have access to digital payment methods or are scared, so they're still looking at cash. The market is fragmented. You have different rural needs, and therefore they require customized solution. And retention is always a challenge because you'll have to have sustained engagement to retain the users. What is the future of rural e-commerce? One, it is very important to have rural e-commerce. We have seen how it is generating employment, how it is ensuring that the economy in the rural area grows with it. So there'll be challenges. Solution for the challenges, of course, you have to strengthen the infrastructure and digital connectivity. You have to keep working on improving the digital literacy and keep building trust on use of digital e-commerce or local rural e-commerce through localized support and transparency. We have to reduce cost on the last mile delivery, work out on a better logistic model so that the cost is reduced, and encourage financial inclusion with mobile banking and fintech solutions. So what is the conclusion? That right strategies, rural e-commerce can transform rural economies and drive sustainable growth. Is there a role of fintech in rural development? Of course, there's a big role, and in fact, it is revolutionizing the rural business operations. So there are some traditional barriers to banking credit transaction because they require papers, they require history, they require a lot of other things which at rural level some people may not have. So that is where fintech plays a bigger role. So they have overcome these traditional barriers that is required for banking credit and transaction, and they give financial services through mobile banking, digital payments and microfinance route, thereby playing an important part. They also support rural entrepreneurs, farmers, small business by giving access to finance in an easy way. They facilitate faster, secure transaction and thereby reducing dependency on physical banks. They also strengthen economic resilience in underserved rural regions. Mobile banking and payment solutions. So obviously with increased smartphone penetration, mobile banking has become very important in rural areas. So there are apps like Google Pay, Phone Pay, Airtel Payments that provides financial accesses across. Now rural users can transfer money, pay bills, check balances like urban users remotely without visiting the branch or the payment centers. What it does it, of course, what it does for urban part is it saves time, it reduces travel and promotes financial inclusion. Also, it provides access to financial services even in remote areas where there could be limited bank branches. And government-backed mobile banking initiatives enhance the adoption of the same. Cashless transactions in rural areas. So with UPI, which is Unified Payment Interface, you have a quick and secure digital payment. You have a QR-based transactions, which are very popular among small shops and farmers. So dependency on cash has gone down, and a lot of people have started using the digital currency in a much better way. Also, these apps are available in multiple regional languages so that people are not overawed with English or other language which they don't understand. And overall, you've also seen a reduction in financial frauds. The more secure digital payment methods have started taking place. From a government point of view, it encourages transparency in financial transaction and thereby reduces overall corruption. So example of it could be a Paytm payment banks. So they were the first one to introduce QR-based payments in rural markets. So what would happen is every farmer and small business would have this QR system with them, and whatever they sold, they could get the money immediately when the buyer pays through the QR-based payment. What it helped them is they don't need to carry cash, look at changes. So it has reduced their transaction cost. And for a consumer also, the convenience is much more. More importantly, it has given mobile banking services for unbanked population and with cashbacks and discounts. The farmers and the business are better placed to get that money. They also collaborated with small vendors and self-help groups to promote this digital payments in early days. So fintech plays a big part in financial inclusion because they provide the banking services to an unbanked rural population. DBTs or direct benefit transfers are done, which ensures subsidy and pension payments actually reaching the beneficiaries. It also empowers women, small farmers, and marginalized communities to get included in the financial journey of the business. So fintechs build trust because they have agents, and most of them now have started giving self-service kiosks. And by fintech coming there, the middleman reliance has gone down, and also fair financial practices have started getting implemented there. Through all this, rural entrepreneurs are encouraged, and they have easy access or simplified access to credits and saving account. Thus, they are more encouraged to start doing businesses and not worry about these things. Example for this is the Jam Trinity, which is Jandan, Aadhaar, and mobile combination, where Aadhaar-based verification is done with mobile banking, which ensures secure and transparent subsidy payments. And this enhances financial inclusion by connecting the rural citizen with government schemes. Also, the Jam Trinity has ensured that there is an efficient disbursement of welfare funds, which reduces the leakages. It supports real-time monitoring of fund transfers to ensure accountability. And the whole account opening process has been simplified for rural users without requiring extensive paperwork, which was earlier the case. Digital lending and microfinance solutions have also started coming in the rural areas. So fintechs, lending platforms, they provide small loans without collaterals now. And there's an AI-driven credit assessment, which tries to use alternate data source to do better credit evaluation of the customer. Also, flexible repayment plans are provided, which aligns with the rural income cycles. Simplifies the loan application process with quick approvals. And by doing that and being there for the farmers and the small business, it reduces dependency on informal money lenders with high interest rate. Also, because you have credit access, which you didn't have today, you are encouraging financial independence of these entrepreneurs. So, what are the challenges in fintech adoption in rural areas? So, the first one is very low digital literacy and financial awareness. Also, areas where there are internet connectivity is low, especially in remote regions, that's another challenge. And then, still today, affordability barriers for smartphone and data services. There are also stories where there are trust issues because of some fraud or unfamiliarity with fintech platforms, which can go away with literacy and some experience. There is also resistance of change from traditional cash-based transaction to a lot of people. Cybersecurity concerns and lack of awareness about safe digital practice is also a roadblock, but they are with education again that is being taken care of. So examples are Lending Cart and Kinara Capital. A Lending Cart provides fast working capital loans to small business, while Kinara Capital supports micro enterprise and women entrepreneurs with customized loan. So what they do is they do an AI-based evaluation, ensuring financial access to credit-worthy borrowers. They reduce the paperwork and speed up the loan approval process. They use non-traditional data points like mobile usage and transaction history for credit assessment. And they expand credit availability in regions where traditional banking structure infrastructure may not be there. So, what are the strategies to improve fintech adoption? So, obviously, you do expand your digital literacy program so more and more people get aware of it. You strengthen the telecom and financial infrastructure. And most importantly, start offering localized fintech services in regional languages. The government and private sector should also collaborate to promote financial inclusion. You enhance customer support for rural users who are not familiar with digital transactions so that they can do it with less fear. And importantly, encourage the fintech companies to develop user-friendly and simplified mobile apps so that the users can use it intuitively. So, what is the future of fintech and rural business development? I think AI growth will drive financial solutions which are tailored for rural needs. There'll be increased adoption of blockchain technology for secure transactions. And there'll be expansion of fintech partnerships with government and rural banks. So, you'll enhance the last mile connectivity so that you integrate more rural users. Also, there's a lot of introduction of voice-enabled banking, which makes it even convenient for people who are not well educated. So illiterate users can take advantage of it. And you also leverage fintech for climate resilient financing in agriculture and rural industries. So this is the role of AI in agriculture, where the crop will have a sensor which will come into platform. There the software will evaluate the data, the AI will decide, and then it will implement the actuation of it. So this is all the IoT will do. They'll give humidity monitoring and sensor temperatures and ensure a good productivity. How is mobile application empowering rural entrepreneurs? So with all the AI and all, mobile application will still remain important tool. So they're transforming by providing essential tools to manage the business and get more information. So you have smartphones which are now affordable. You have internet connectivity which is reliable and cost effective. There are a lot of apps which have come in mobile where you get market access, you can build your networking, you can do your skill development, and also manage your business. So all this thing is designed to address rural challenges like lack of infrastructure and limited resources. And these tools will empower small business, farmers, artisans, and women entrepreneurs. They will, of course, help in fostering economic growth and thereby improve livelihoods in rural communities. So, what are some apps for market access and networking that we know of? So, we know mobile apps can connect rural entrepreneurs with regional, national, and global markets. There are platforms or apps like JioMart Partner and Meesho, which can help the business to sell directly to consumers. There are apps like DHAT, which provides farmers with access to buyers, suppliers, and advisory services in case they want it. All these apps have features that include multilingual support. The interfaces are made simple for everyone to access, and the transaction options normally is made affordable for them to use it. By having such an app with them, the entrepreneurs, their dependency on middlemen is reduced, and because it is reduced, the profit margin will go up. Also, these apps enable collaboration with suppliers and customers and thereby increase their business. Is there an option for training and skills development through mobile platforms? So one of the thing is always that we say learning never stops. They have to keep learning. So skill development is very crucial to all entrepreneurs, also to rural entrepreneurs to remain competitive. So there are apps like Diksha and Skill India Digital, which tries to give vocational training in various fields. So you have video tutorials, interactive learning modules, and live sessions in regional languages on this platform. There are women entrepreneurs are benefiting from apps like WeHub, which focuses on financial literacy and business management. There are apps which ensure training in farming techniques, handicrafts, digital market, and business expansion on how to do it. So all these are equipping the rural entrepreneurs with relevant skills to grow a sustainable businesses which they want to do. So which are examples of apps driving rural business success? So there is Kisan Suvidha, which provides farmers with weather forecast, crop prices, pest control information, and much more. There is Hesa, which connects the rural artisans with markets to showcase and sell handmade goods. There is Gramophone, which offers personalized agricultural advisory services and connects the farmers with input suppliers. So what does this app do? They improve the operational efficiency. They create economic opportunities for the sellers. They contribute to financial independence and encourage inclusive growth in rural communities. And as we go along, more innovative mobile solutions are emerging, thereby bridging the rural and urban digital divide. So with that understanding, we are coming to end of this chapter. Thank you.